For Melbourne Airport parking, it's cheaper than you think. MelbourneAirport.com.au and Self-Wealth. Trade the ASX, no matter what size the trade, for just $9.50 per trade.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. Breakfast with Andy Marr, Danny Frawley and Nick Del Santo.
Here comes Happy Clapper and Foxplay, and now the chant gets going down the outside. Red excitement being tackled by Happy Clapper, but Winks is chiming in. Here we go again. Winks from right out the back. Powers away from Happy Clapper and Foxplay, and the chant makes it 20 in a row.
She's phenomenal. Everybody, everything that's been said about her has been said. If you haven't seen her, and we get the opportunity again tomorrow here in Melbourne, for the first time at Flemington, they're saying 25,000. There should be double that to go along and
probably
see her.
Well,
there should be.
Yeah, there will be.
This is one of the great draw cards in Australian sport. Chris Wallace, part of the Winx team, and the master trainer, has been good enough to join us here on SEN Brekkie. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, boys.
Hey, we're not experts in horse flesh by any stretch of the imagination, but we saw her yesterday on the news last night and on various other media outlets. How beautiful does she look to your eye? You see her every single day. I mean, she looks in magnificent order at the moment.
Yeah, yesterday would have been the best I've seen of her. A horse will go through different stages with the season, but yesterday she looked in the best possible condition. She's got what we call dapples.
Yeah.
Boys, when you're really fit, you're eating the right food and things like that. Yeah, a horse changes and they get these dapples come out, and she was picture perfect. And that's a great sign. The horse looks good on the outside. They say they're very good on the inside as well.
Chris, she had a first look at Flemington early in the week, and apparently her work was outstanding. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we time them. Most of our horses with a satellite tracking device, and we think the satellite might have been faulty. It was a pretty quick time.
Is that Chris, modesty?
Yeah. Chris,
trying to make the odds go out a little bit.
How do you, and as I said, Melbourne's such a great city for sport. How do you handle the pressure? Like, you're on a high end of nothing. You love the horse, Huey Bowman, the owners. It's been a great ride for you, but can you just enlighten us a little bit about the pressure now till after the race? Obviously, a big relief and you're great, but from now leading into the race.
It's a good question because we're not trained for media, this type of environment. But fortunately, we've got a horse that does the talking. Mm. Surely, my job is to keep things simple. And when you've got a horse that's doing it week in, week out for you, it's like a sporting team. She hasn't been beaten for 28 months, someone was telling me yesterday. So when the sporting team keeps winning, coaches, I wouldn't say hero, but the coach is not getting criticised as much. And the media are asking the questions that are easy to answer. It's when the team gets beat. It's when the team needs to find an extra length or an extra goal or two. That's when the coach and the team become under pressure. So, look, she just does our job. She makes us all look good.
So how do you get away from it, Chris? When you need some downtime and you need to get away from that, it's a great position to find yourself in. We're not feeling sorry for you or anything, but there must be times when you just need to leave it all behind. How do you unwind?
Well, the beauty of a horse like her is she does actually have an off-season as well, so I really look forward to that. And she has two off-seasons a year. So we do appreciate that off time, and she goes to the paddock, has a spell, and then her pre-training starts, just like it would again with a footy team. So you look forward to that, and you accept the responsibility and the times leading up to their grand finals and pre-season games, and I guess you see it as a privilege more than anything.
She wasn't always unbeaten. When she was going through the early stages of her career, of course, you don't know she's going to win 20 in a row and, win as many group ones and, group races as she has. But did you know straight away that this horse was going to be, a cut above?
No, definitely not. And I just love bouncing back to sport. Like, would the Tigers have known they were going to win the flag?
Yeah.
How often do you see the underdogs, especially in Australian sport, come good? And, look, she was always a handy horse. She did win her first three races, but they were an easier grade. As soon as we stepped her up, she was winning one in every two, one in every three starts. And then there, something just clicked with her, and she had the confidence, and her body strengthened up, and she went to a whole new level, and that's the level she's maintained for the last couple of years.
Amazing to think that the last jockey to get beaten her was Joe Moreira, Magic Man, which is an amazing stat in itself. But you have a look at her CV, Chris, and I know you'd be aware of it, but just for the listeners out there, this will be her 14th Group 1 if she obviously wins tomorrow, surpassing Sunline and Tie the Knot on 13. Then you've got only Kingston Town. She'll equal that with 14. Of course, the great mare, Black Caviar, with 15. So she's in rarefied air.
Chris,
yeah, sure is, yeah.
Do you get the feeling, and relating it to football, that you're helpless once the race gets started, that you're almost like that coach where you've done your job to this point and just cross the fingers and let her do her work?
Yeah, and we're very lucky to have Hugh Bowman aboard. It's hard to explain but to the non-race guys, but he doesn't panic, and they don't just sit on there and go for a ride. They've got a lot of control and need to make a lot of decisions. And like a footy game, the bounce doesn't always go your way, and they need to reassess. Last couple of runs, she's been well down at half time, and she's managed to pick up and get in front just in time for the hooter. So, yeah, great to be able to hand the reins over to Hugh, and I can sit back and try and enjoy it.
Try and enjoy it, yes.
And that's what we need to do. We must remember that, yeah, she's a horse and she's done a fantastic job, and not to get too caught up in it all.
Talking to Chris Waller, the trainer of Winx. Chris, she's won $13.5 million in stakes alone, in prize money alone. Other athletes, you know, the people like Nick Del Santo and Danny Frawley, who you're speaking to, they get paid their money to play and compete, but then they get paid a whole lot of stuff to endorse and advertise. Has anybody ever come to you and come to the connections with a crazy, away-from-the-race course idea for Winx? Have they ever wanted to use her in an advertising campaign or something stupid like that?
Oh, not really. Racing, I think they're a little bit guarded about sponsorship, so it's sort of made it hard for the horse. Yeah, we had the talk of gold shoes once, but that was a marketing ploy from one of the race clubs. It wasn't by Nike or Reebok or anything like that.
Right.
Just horseshoes.
because he put a pair of shoes on Michael Jordan, everybody starts wearing those runners. If you put some gold horseshoes on Winx, I'm not sure every other horse in the world's going to be starting to wear them, I suppose.
No, I don't think so, but... nothing is yet, so she's just strictly prize money only.
Hey, last one before I let you know with a spud and tell, but
it's all good.
The three wins she's had this time in, she's had to work, you know, at times quite hard to, you know, get herself going. Are you at all concerned that maybe she's had to spend a bit more petrol, you know, this time in than she has in previous campaigns, and that might take a toll at some stage?
Yeah, I am. She's had so many things go against her that probably people wouldn't remember or even understand. In her 20 wins, she's overcome track conditions, luck in running. She's almost fallen a couple of times and still picks herself up and wins with ease. So, yeah, the three runs have been a bit different, this preparation. First up run, she missed a start by 5 and won by a length. So you could say if she jumped on terms, she wins by 6. Quickly rule that out.
Yes, fair enough.
Second run, they just about broke a track record, and she's clocked an amazing last 600 metre time, which is almost unheard of, so not too worried about that either. And last start, again, really firm track and breakneck speed up front, and she managed to get there fairly well. And the winner, the second horse, Happy Clapper, came out and won the Epsom last week. So, yeah, she's done a little bit more than we would have expected or would have hoped, but I think she'll just pick herself up and rise to the challenge wherever it may be.
It's one of the great Australian sports stories, Chris, and it couldn't be possible without, you know, Hugh and Huey and the staff that you have, who are obviously looking after her so incredibly well. Good luck tomorrow, and, you know, good luck with the grand final. It's not too far away from her this time in. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, boys, for appreciating her on your great show. It's fantastic.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Waller, trainer of the Mighty Mare.
He's just
very understated, isn't he?
Well, you can just tell there's a lot of pressure on him. And
you see it come out, don't you, post-race?
It does. Yeah. Now, look, we've had a great show. I'm going to have to leave.
You've got to get a plane. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do. I've got to get a plane with Campbell Brown, which is a story in itself. Yeah. Men's health breakfast in Mildura. But I'm actually meeting Brett Kirk for a coffee just down the road to discuss the PR machine at Carlton, because we've had Travis Cloke on, Amy Buchanan, Mel Meninga, and the great Billy Brownless. But I think Brett Kirk, he's going to be the guy that I think will get the job done, because his presentation on his first day at Channel 7, he's going to go in and just pull it all together for the Carlton guys. So have a great show, guys. Ask Del Andy about what he's doing tonight, because it's all about him again.
Goodbye, Spud.
Let's hand over to Brett Kirk for the PR machine at the Blues.
I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin and myself. We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy. And to speak from your heart, you need to have courage. You need to be honest and authentic. We're not always going to get it right. And sometimes you're not going to agree with us. But that's okay. Because just like you, we care. Just like you, we're passionate about the game. So if you want to come along for the ride, join us on Saturday Arvos, because we just love the footy.